my lady, come, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This April bitch, you got.
What's up, everybody? How are you this hump day Wednesday? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I hope you've got your Civic Media app downloaded and ready, because at the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to hit you with the keyword of the hour for Civic Media's grown-up gift list text to win sweepstakes contest. When you get that keyword, you're going to want to text that in via the app and only the app to qualify to win either $100 or an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. We'll give away that prize during the 4 o'clock hour, and your text will also register you to win one of our grand prizes in our grown-up gift list text to win contest. Those grand prizes include robot vacuum, an espresso machine, luggage. We got all kinds of good stuff. If you want to learn more about your chances to win and the prizes, go to civicmedia.us/grownup gift list. And good luck to each and every one of you, especially in this holiday season. Well, where we left off, everybody, was the return of none other than Herschel Walker. Of course, we all know Herschel Walker as the NFL star that he was, as well as college star. But he also, if you will recall, had that ill-fated attempt to become a senator from the great state of Georgia. He lost, and lost what I would call, after an absolutely humbling campaign, where all sorts of issues came up about Mr. Walker's ability to tell the truth, operate from a policy and belief standpoint in a way that is consistent with his own personal life. And despite all of those failings, and I'll detail them in a moment, I was absolutely blown away to hear that Donald Trump will be appointing Mr. Walker to be the U.S. ambassador to the Bahamas. And perhaps we should, before we get into Mr. Walker's qualifications or abject lack thereof, remind ourselves that the Senate last year sent back President Joe Biden's nomination of former Georgia State Representative Calvin Smyer to be the ambassador to the Bahamas. And so this ambassadorship has been vacant, according to the U.S. State Department. Now, I don't know anything about Georgia State Representative Calvin Smyer, but I wonder if he can claim as many of the following qualifications, with air quotes around it, that Mr. Walker can. Shall we recall what occurred during Mr. Walker's Senate campaign? What came to light during his Senate campaign? There was this, an allegation by his ex-wife that he held a gun to her head and threatened to kill her. Yeah, that sounds like ambassador material. Also, that he pitched himself as a very staunch anti-abortion candidate. Except that two ex-girlfriends came forward and said Mr. Walker had pressured them to have abortions. He denied those claims. He also criticized absentee Black fathers a lot. I mean, a lot. Oh, and then he had to clarify in public exactly how many children he had, because reports surfaced that he had had three children that he had never spoken publicly about. Yes, yeah, so that, you know, real family values kind of candidate. Then there was this. His son, during that campaign, denounced his father's candidacy, saying in a video on social media, quote, "We were told he was going to get ahead of his past and hold himself accountable, but none of that happened. Everything's been a lie." And he had to walk back a few lies that he told on the campaign trail as well. Remember this? Claimed to have graduated in the top 1% of his class at the University of Georgia. Remember that? But at the time, he hadn't even graduated. I mean, how does someone think that won't be figured out? Like, you either have a diploma or you don't. And even if you do, I don't think it's a good idea to claim that you graduated in the top 1% of your class. He also lied and claimed to have been a member of law enforcement. My goodness. All of this is just absolutely appalling. This man is not fit to be the dog catcher, let alone a United States ambassador to Bahamas. And just so that we understand, according to the State Department, the Bahamas are described as a country whose political stability is, quote, especially important to the United States due to our long shared maritime border. And it is especially important to address transnational criminal activity and irregular migration. You know, the thing that Donald Trump ran on. Yeah, he's going to put Herschel Walker into an ambassadorship with a country that has a critical relationship with the United States over our shared maritime border, transnational criminal activity, and irregular migration. Ah, perfect. And Donald Trump's announcement of Mr. Walker as the ambassador to the Bahamas, he noted that he was an NFL great and had competed on the 1992 U.S. bobsled team. Last time I checked, diplomatic service wasn't conditioned upon, you know, athletic prowess, but maybe I missed that somewhere. I don't know about you, but that one was an additional surprise in today's current events that dropped my jaw a wee bit. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. I am your lawyer on the radio, your economist, your buddy that helps you unpack the day's news. And of course, I would be remiss, and this show would not be complete, if we did not provide updates on two of the most widely reported events that continue to dominate headlines across the country. The first being that tragic and fatal school shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. We continue to learn more about that shooting. We have some sound from the last press conference about that shooting. Let's go ahead and take a bit of that sound now. First, here we are again. This is Chief Sean Barnes talking about whether or not they understand more about the motive for the shooting. Let's take a listen.
All patient status remain unchanged. The 911 calls are the record of the 911 communications center, and their standing operating procedure is not to release documents in open and active investigations. Again, we are working to authenticate the documents that you see online that some are referring to as a manifesto. And as soon as we do that, we will let you know.
So again, referring to documents circulating online, there have also been an incredible amount of rumors spread online. I do want to just take a moment here. One of the rumors being spread online was that the shooter, a 15-year-old female student at Abundant Life Christian School, was transgender. That is false. That is untrue. The other rumor that I saw circulating online, which is also unequivocally false, at least given the information that's out in the public right now that we're aware of, is that this was somehow a religiously based shooting, or that there was some antipathy towards Christians. There is absolutely no information that has been publicized, that is verified, that that is true at all. So very important that we not engage in these speculative exercises which help transmute and promote this misinformation. Here's some more about the document that has been circulating online. Let's take a listen.
We know a document has been widely shared on social media. At this time, we cannot verify its authenticity. We have detectives working today to determine where this document originated and who actually shared it online. At this time, we cannot verify the document. We ask that you not share the document or spread any information that may be false. Our department will provide an update on this document when we can.
So very important. And in response to a question about whether or not the shooter was bullied, let's take a listen. Again, this is Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Identifying a motive is our top priority. But at this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors. Again, we cannot share that information at this time because we do not want to jeopardize the investigation and those who are currently cooperating with us.
I can also share that court documents from July 2022 show that the shooter was enrolled in therapy and living primarily with her father. Her parents had married in 2011, 2 years after she was born. They had divorced in 2014. They shared joint custody of their daughter, and they remarried again in 2017 and again filed for divorce in 2020. So there has been some reporting about, you know, these family dynamics that were going on. Her father had frequently posted about his daughter, the shooter, on Facebook, including an August post showing the girl holding a firearm at the shooting range. In the comments that accompanied that photograph, her father indicated that this was his daughter and that they had both joined the North Bristol Sportsman Club earlier this year. Again, let's stay away from the misinformation. Let's wait for the police to engage and complete their investigation. So very important that we not spread misinformation. Here is some context of where this sits in the broader lens. Over 31,000 students between kindergarten and 12th grade have experienced a school shooting in this year alone. 31,000. That's according to a data analysis by the Washington Post. 13 people have been killed in school shootings in this country since the start of the year. 21 states have had school shootings in this year, in addition to the District of Columbia. And there have been 426 school shootings since the Columbine High Massacre of April 12th, 1999. I think we need to do something, don't you? My name's Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. We'll give you the updates on the Luigi Mangione indictment that dropped yesterday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back in just a moment.